Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Every time a solicitor represents an accused person in the district court, they are paid €239 for the first day in court and €59 for every subsequent day in court. They don't get paid for any preparatory work or administration costs. Now the government wishes to settle on a new bulk payment of around €450, irrespective of how long or how short the case lasts. Solicitors are livid at how little they are paid, and many are considering removing themselves from the legal aid panel, which could create a crisis in the justice system. And it comes amid accusations that some solicitors are charging their clients fees on top of free legal aid. Gary Mulcrone works for Walsh Solicitors and sits on the Criminal Law Committee of the Law Society. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for inviting me on the show.
Can you tell us how the free legal aid system works for solicitors further than what I've just said?
So currently, as you've said, at the moment, it's paid €239 for the first time I appear in court for an accused person, and €59 per day for whatever number of appearances it takes to conclude the matter. At the moment, the department's methodology and data indicates that the weighted average for a legal aid case is about 5.8 appearances. And the department's data also indicates that on the current rates, that should involve a payment of about €582 as the average per case. And my understanding is that if that was indexed with inflation, it would indicate a figure of 682, because, Joe, these fees were cut very substantially back in 2008, the last financial crisis, down as low as €201. They were at a rate of €271 back in 2008, before the financial crash. So we're working at figures now currently which are below the levels set in 2008, which is 18 years ago at this remove.
Which means inflation would have eroded away the value of that money in the first place. So part of it has been restored. So the government now wants a fixed fee, as I mentioned in the queue, for all the solicitors' appearances in the district court. Is that enough for you guys?
Certainly not. It's a really serious concern for solicitors practicing in this area, and I think it's going to threaten the viability of people's practices who simply work in this area, some on a more full-time basis and some less regularly. But Joe, the figures from what we can see would represent an actual 20% cut based on the data and cases and costs outlined in the department's own review. We were never given in the Law Society actual access to the review carried out by the department, and it's very concerning that this has been rushed through without any level of real meaningful engagement by the Department of Justice with the Law Society. It's quite startling and surprising the way the Law Society have been treated by the department in this matter, and I would urge the department, given the crisis situation that is arising now, to engage and to pause and to talk to the Law Society properly, so we have a proper working system that works once and for all.
Okay, now I asked the Department of Justice for a statement on this, and they sent me one pretty late last night, and it said, the proposed reform of the criminal legal aid fee structure in the district court is aimed primarily at improving efficiencies, speeding up case resolution and reducing unnecessary adjournments, while ensuring fair and sustainable remuneration for legal practitioners. The review that informed this change looked at more than 350,000 district court cases which took place between 2022 and 2023 to inform the process. The review showed cases with criminal legal aid taken an average of 313 calendar days to complete, compared to 133 days for cases without. The weighted average appearances for cases with criminal legal aid is 5, while the weighted average appearance for without CLA is just over 3. So the government seems to say that you guys take your time when you're on legal aid, and without legal aid, you speed things up pretty quickly.
Well, that just goes to show how ill-informed the government's review of this area is, because in practice and in reality, privately paid cases are much more straightforward. They can often deal with road traffic matters or more minor assaults where people who are actually working and not entitled to legal aid and have less troubling issues in their life people who are eligible for legal aid, and I would make the point that the eligibility criteria has expanded over the last number of years. More people are simply eligible for it. More cases that involve legal aid.
And the judge decides that. The judge decides that, I presume, not any independent arbiter.
On eligibility, it is a set criteria that applies, and if a person meets the criteria, they're entitled to have legal aid granted to them. And I think the department is downplaying the seriousness of this matter, because this is a serious cut to the pay of solicitors who work in this area. I don't understand the logic and the reason behind it, and I don't understand the intransigence of the department in failing to meaningfully engage with the Law Society to address it.
And will there be a point at which some or even a lot of solicitors quit the free legal aid panel?
There's already significant disruption now to the system. Every single day as we're talking, Joe, there's thousands of cases being delayed in the courts, which is completely unacceptable. And for the Department of Justice to let that happen and not engage and just seem to wait this out until the 1st of July is really reckless approach by the department, in my view. I think they need to engage with the Law Society and talk about a system that's going to work for everybody who works in the system. And if they see any abuses, and I'd like to see the evidence for that, I would like to see those abuses called out and addressed.
Well, when you say abuses, I mean, there was a piece in the Daily Mail last week saying that some solicitors were charging fees to their clients on top of the legal aid that they were being paid by taxpayers. Is that true?
And if that is happening, it's really disappointing to hear, and it's very serious, because I don't believe that it's true. And I think that the department needs to look again, because they've deployed anecdote as accusation rather than using actual data and actual examples to come up with that. You're talking about 350,000 cases a year, and they've come up with one bland, vague assertion in a report to the Daily Mail saying that this is what the case is. I think that's really unfortunate. And actually, I would see it as a scurrilous accusation against solicitors who work in that area.
Despite what the government says, and you reckon that the government leaked that to the Daily Mail?
I think they should show us the evidence if they think there's any occurrences or just concerns in that regard. Show us the data and show us the evidence, because I think it is a scurrilous accusation to make.
Well, thank you very much, and best of luck with your battle with the government. That is Gary Mulcrone from Walsh Solicitors, who's also on the committee with the Law Society.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.